You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
When it comes right down to it, lying takes the heart out of life. Maybe you won't be caught lying, and maybe you will.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God of truth, help us to be truthful with one another out of love for your Son, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Give us the Spirit of truth, even your Holy Spirit, O God. Make us witnesses to the truth of your Son, Jesus, that we may tell of his atonement for our sins and may live the new life in Christ in all godliness and honesty. In the saving name of Christ, we pray. Amen. An advertisement for a soft drink in India states, "It's too good for words." That isn't exactly true. Lying is a deeply entrenched fact of life, not only in advertising, but in personal and public life throughout the world. Since lying is so common, and often so accepted as a way of life, we should not be surprised that St. Paul told Christian people, followers of Christ, don't lie to one another. Don't let blasphemy and disgraceful speech come out of your mouth, he said, and don't lie to one another. Almost every day you hear about lying in the courts, even when witnesses have declared, I will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Only God knows how much perjury, that is, lying under oath, takes place every day. People who live in glass houses should not throw stones. That was what St. Paul was telling Christian people, who are often very critical of others for the way they talk and act. Don't lie to one another, said Paul. Gerald Jellison, a social psychologist, estimates that the average American tells about 200 lies a day. That's hard to believe. But it could just be true, especially when people think they are not lying to one another as they tell a little unfounded gossip, spread a little unsavory story about someone that has no basis in fact, or tell a half-truth which becomes a lie when it is not the whole truth. Indeed, I have known church people who thought they were doing God a service by telling half-truths. It serves a good end, they said to themselves, and therefore it must be all right. St. Paul said, don't lie to one another. A mother tells her child, you go and tell that person at the door that I'm not at home. A worker calls into his place of business, I can't come to work today because I'm sick. Another comes home and says, I'm sorry I'm late, I was tied up at the office. You can see it's commonplace in a world that operates on the principle that what you don't know won't hurt you. Some lies are plainly malicious. Others people prefer to call harmless. Fishermen, for example, don't lie. They just stretch the truth. If someone asks you a question, how are you? You answer, I'm fine. The truth is that you're feeling lousy, but you say to yourself, I don't think they're interested in how I feel. I don't think they want to hear a rundown of all my woes and troubles. So you simply say, I'm feeling fine. There is something to be said for considering the feelings of others. There's something to be said for love and for the consideration love produces. Consider the position of the man whose wife has just asked him, how do you like my new hat? St. Paul was not a rigid legalist. Being consistent was not his main consideration. But being a Christian was. St. Paul said to followers of Christ, you've been raised together with Christ. Set your sights above. Put to death the things that are characteristic of earth. Fornication, uncleanness, evil passion, wicked desire, and greed, which is idolatry. It's because of these things that the wrath of God comes down on people. Once upon a time, you who are now Christians went around doing things like that. Now you have to put away all of that. Anger, passion, wickedness, blasphemy, and disgraceful speech out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another. Obviously, he's talking about lying that brings the vengeance of God down upon the lives of people. That's the kind of lying that does harm and injury to people. It misrepresents people, and it misrepresents life. It is vicious, like the other things St. Paul mentions. It does its work in the world, disrupting families, breaking friendships, tearing life apart. It causes suspicion and feeds hatred. Don't lie to one another, said St. Paul. It may surprise people that Christians have to be told something like that. Life in the church is not always beautiful. It needs correction. The church itself constantly requires reformation. Among church people, you can find broken promises, broken vows, broken commitments, and broken pledges. Sometimes the broken bread of our Lord's life and death is denied by the broken thread of fellowship and truthfulness toward one another. A man and woman solemnly promise before the altar of God, I will be faithful to you as long as I live. But a year or so later, they don't want to have anything to do with one another. People commit themselves to the Lord Christ and promise a lot of things, like I'll go to church at least once every week. Sometimes that's the last you see of them. In some church services, people promise every week, I will amend my sinful life. I will change my ways. They sing praise to God and look pious, but their way of life is a living lie. Almost everything they do and say is a negative witness to their faith in Jesus Christ. Just as many people are turned away from Jesus Christ by lying Christians as by lying atheists. As St. Paul said, people are attracted to the lying way of life by their own greed, which he called idolatry. They idolize themselves. They idolize success, or they idolize their own reputations. They magnify the material aspects of life and downgrade the personality of life. How many of us are like that? We rationalize by saying that others make more money than we do. Therefore, we are justified in a little bit of lying in order to catch up. We forget that millionaires are doing their share of lying too. What people actually do is compete with one another to see who can lie the best or the worst. We have our pride. We brag and have to back up that bragging with facts which are not available. They are unavailable often because they are non-existent. We exaggerate to build up our egos to compensate for our weaknesses. We face ourselves and we are unable to face the world with a straight face. We say we want to, but we don't want to. We lie about it to let other people down more easily and to save our own faces without regard for truth. When it comes right down to it, lying takes the heart out of life. Maybe you won't be caught lying, and maybe you will. Living with a lie and living a lie are just about the same thing. They make life a living hell, just as David said after he lived a lie for a whole year. My tongue, he said, stuck to the roof of my mouth. This background of widespread lying caused St. Paul to say to the followers of Christ, don't lie to one another. Why should people who belong to Christ refuse to lie to one another? St. Paul answered that question. He said, Lying is a part of the old sinful nature. Don't lie to one another. Put off that old man with all of his way of doing things. And put on the new man who is constantly recreated, constantly renewed, constantly remolded and refitted with good sense, so as to become like him who created that new life. Lying is of the devil. When you lie, you act like the devil. The Bible calls the devil the father of lies. As a liar from the beginning, the devil told Eve, "Did God really say this to you? Is it really so bad to do what God forbade you to do?" The devil keeps telling you, bad is good, right is wrong, everybody else is doing it. Why shouldn't you? St. Paul says, don't let the devil dominate your life. Thank God, who gives new life through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, who never lies. When Christ came, one of his men said of him, "We saw in him the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth." The new person in Christ doesn't have to lie. He doesn't have to justify himself. Christ died for the sins of the world, and people are justified by faith in him. They confess their sins to him and are cleansed by him from all unrighteousness. This is the gospel, the good news of God. It does for people what they cannot do for themselves. Christ makes life new, where lying is unnecessary to live. What does a new person in Christ look like, anyway? He doesn't come from any particular nationality, nor is he stamped with any particular kind of condition. Here, said St. Paul, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but all in all is Christ. This is the secret of life. All in all is Christ, in whom the glory of God is revealed, full of grace and truth. To look to Christ for life is not to escape from life. It is to find life. It is to be a real man and a real woman, a real boy and a real girl. In Christ, you can do anything. You can be yourself, without telling lies about yourself or telling lies at the expense of others. You can be truthful and not be ashamed. You can admit that you've made mistakes, fully confident of the forgiveness of God for every mistake, every wrong, every sin, everything for which you could properly or improperly be criticized. The great fact is, all in all is Christ. You don't have to lie to live. Be truthful and also human. Be truthful and also humorous. Most of the good humor of the world is being truthful about ourselves and being able to laugh at ourselves. Lying is always dead serious, in constant fear of being found out. Being truthful is a divine quality, with the courage to own up and then to win through. The base of that truthfulness is a great fact of life. All in all is Christ. The one great quality of Christ, which his apostles always pointed out, was his humility. He didn't have to be humble, but he was. He could have claimed all the privileges of his deity, but he didn't. He never hesitated to tell people who he was. The woman at the well said to him, "When the Messiah comes, he will tell us everything." Christ replied calmly, without arrogance, "I that speak to you am he." What is more, he did speak to her, even when nobody else would. We may feel insignificant, useless, worthless, and unimportant, but God assures you in his Son, Jesus Christ, that you are important to him. You are worth a lot to God. Believe what God has to say to you. Believe Jesus Christ, whom God has sent to be the Savior of the world. Believe God when he promises to forgive you and to give you new life. Believe God and go on to greater things. All in all is Christ. Put on then, said St. Paul, as the chosen of God, holy and beloved, a heart of pity, goodness, humility, gentleness, and great-heartedness. Put up with one another. and forgive one another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so also you do the same thing for others. And add to all of that love, which is the final link in the chain of completeness. And let the peace of Christ be the deciding factor in your hearts. And always be thankful. It is a calm, confident, and courageous way to live. It doesn't need to lie. It is the way of faith in Christ. Faith in Christ has its grip on the one who is all grace and all truth, come from God himself to give new power in the life of ordinary people like ourselves. Personally, I have never felt the need to withhold from someone the knowledge that he has cancer. Withholding that truth might be very cruel. Telling someone with an affliction in a loving way the truth can be a wholesome and healthy thing. It can help someone to get a grip on God that he never had before. It can help him to face reality and even to fight it. 1/3 of all the people who have cancer are cured these days. Everyone who is cured of any illness is cured by the power of God. Let there be no doubt about that. With all the redoubtable arts of medicine today, only God can cure. Children need to be taught to tell the truth. Above all, they must have parents who are not habitual liars. A happy family, a solid friendship, a stable government, a healthy church require people who are honest. A healthy population requires doctors and pharmacists whom you can trust. Highway safety depends upon honest car mechanics who can be trusted. Eternal life depends upon God, whom you can trust. What our world needs is truth. What people require is truth. Society needs people who are honest and tell the truth because they love and respect God. Don't lie to one another, said St. Paul to the people of God. Don't lie, because Christ is all in all. Tell the truth and help the world to be a place where healthy people can live. Witness to Christ in truth and help the world to find life. Be truthful when everybody else lies. One truthful man or woman, one truthful boy or girl, strengthened by the love of Christ, can accomplish wonders. People like that can help the world put off its old clothes and put on the new clothes with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. All in all is Christ. Lies, 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 people say. It may be a way of life for the world. Truth, 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 says St. Paul. It's the way of life in Christ. It is real life. All in all is Christ. Amen.